Thank you. dit was Choco Moulin.
Stukken, drie stukken gecombineerd tot één alom.
Ja, kijk eigenlijk, wat vertel even waar het over gaat, wat is het voor constructie?
Ja, het zijn drie stukken van Strauss.
Radio. En ja, dat was radio op de radio. En nou, dit was wel een spektakelmomentje. Even op Radio Pattenpoel bij de Soto Cone. I think Soto Cone can be called ours by now. This is Soto Cone and nothing else.
Ja, dit is owned by Soto. Soto official venue.
I think we're gonna put a Soto trademark sign on it.
Edge, you know, here maybe Soto. just a carving.
Scratching.
The security.
In the little you can buy these little machines for carving.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, what a good idea.
Coming to this metal that a security cannot find it.
Nou, Soto Festival gaat nog een mooie toekomst tegemoet. En, nou, en dat zal zeker ook hier bij de Koon zich afspelen, want het is een prima locatie. Is wel gebleken, dus er was best wel veel publiek. Ik denk dat we meer mensen bereikt hebben dan soms op een gewone reguliere noiseavond.
Ja, ja. Optreden gedaan, jongens. Ja. Superleuk.
Ja,
ja, dat moet vaker doen.
Ja, je
doen,
had een leuk instrument te pakken.
Ja, ja.
En een stukje metaalfolie.
Folie, ja, met wat, wat piezo-elementjes erop. En dan maakt het alsnog geluid. Ja.
Nou, en dat, want in dat doosje van de Choco zitten wel een paar behoorlijke verstorende elementen, kun je wel zeggen.
Ja, ja.
Lekker.
Trucendoos, leuk.
Maar ja, dat was lachen dit. Ja.
Ja, ik hoop dat deze nog wat meer geluid maakt. Want
daar was ik te dik voor. Ik denk dat we daar wat, daar heb je exciters voor nodig.
Exciters?
Die gebruikt ze om ergens op te leggen dat het trilt. Dus gewoon een vibrator, zeg maar.
Nou ja, omdat ze toen die bekken op de grond lag en ze Choco aan het lopen. Toen,
ja, geweldig. That was really nice.
Yeah, also,
Did you, was that an accident? Or
yeah,
was
accident,
it,
I hear that.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, the
because there was a huge feedback and then you bomb. Yeah, beautiful, wow.
Yeah, this space is always like you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it's
you need to be open and hearing what's going on. And that's a beautiful things to play with the space. Yeah,
I think so far every Soto event here on in the Soto Cone has been like a dynamite special. So let's keep doing it. And ja, nu
so
gaan we weer.
Be next event.
Well, and we're gonna go to Krakenburg. Bring your suitcase. Yeah, bring your suitcase. Come on, Krakenburg needs some power.
If you can put my suitcase, everything.
Dus ja, we gaan weer naar Krakenburg. Het is alweer mooi geweest hier. En later zijn we vast alweer terug. Dus blijf lekker luisteren naar Radio Paddepoel. Want er komt altijd meer. En, soms denk je van, dat zal wel dan en dan zijn, maar dat weet je toch nooit. Dus blijf maar lekker luisteren naar Radio Paddepoel.
Een ensemble that had his instruments reproduced.
Yeah.
And I've heard them in Oslo performing both some of his compositions and some other new commission. You saw that too?
No, I didn't, but I saw that it was happening, that they...
Truly amazing.
Yeah.
Truly amazing to hear these instruments.
Yeah.
Especially his own music.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also, I mean, of course, a lot of tuned percussion instruments anyway, like, you know, folkloric instruments anyway, and microtonal instruments. So it's also a bit back to the roots that he's exploring this. He's also written an amazing book about tuning and, whole kind of philosophy of tuning, but maybe we won't go into that. I mean, I also, Harry Partch is not my, I wouldn't say he's my hero in the sense of like someone that I've looked lots into, but what I've dabbled in with Harry Partch, I'm very interested in. But
are we just going to watch an excerpt from the small documentary, or are we going to watch the documentary?
We're going to just watch some of the documentary.
Or listen to, actually.
Listen to. We're going to listen to us watching the documentary. So if there's something that doesn't come across in the audio, maybe we can try and describe it as well, like what we did with the scores. So this is Music Studio, Harry Partch.
Given to me by a Japanese calligrapher, has hung on my studio walls in recent years. And it says, though homeless, you make a shrine wherever you are. At the moment, my shrine happens to be in Chicago. And if it is a shrine, it becomes one only through the musical instruments that I have around me. These are unusual in size, shape, and philosophic purpose. They are a musical necessity because I am essentially not an instrument builder, but a composer. I am a philosophic music man who, long ago, was seduced into musical carpentry. As a composer and a musical philosopher, I make my living by selling records of my music. I am both the manufacturer and the retailer, and I distribute the records very largely by mail. My music and my instruments are the expression of an ancient tradition in which sight and sound unite toward the achievement of a single dramatic purpose. This is not concert music. It finds its highest purpose in collaboration with other arts, with dance, with tragedy, with satire, with farce, and, in the present instance, with the art of film. Unfortunately, records carry their message only to the ear. They bring no similar and unifying excitement to the eye. With film, it is possible for the eye to explain to the ear, and for the ear to fulfill the vision. Some 35 years ago, I began experimenting with musical scales different from the piano scale. And for theoretical and practical instrument building purposes, I determined on a 43 tone to the octave scale. Here is the scale on my chromolodeon, an adapted reed organ. ¶¶ here is the ancient Greek enharmonic scale. Now another ancient Greek scale. The 13 sub-bass reeds descend to a 33-cycle tone, the lowest C on the piano. Even lower tones are given by my marimba eroica, which has only 4 tones, but the lowest is about 22 cycles, an F below the lowest tone on the piano. Unfortunately, sound systems are generally not capable of reproducing the profound resonances of this giant marimba. The huge mallets are sometimes put aside in favor of gloved hands. Going up the scale with the same type of instrument, the blocks become smaller, but this, the bass marimba, is still so large that the player must stand on a riser, as he does with the deeper marimba. The large mallets produce a full resonant tone. The tips of fingers a sharp bongo-like tone. A completely different type of marimba is made from 64 sections of Philippine bamboo, each with a vibrating tongue cut in the open end. Boo is my name for this marimba. Five different sounds are heard on the instrument that I call the spoils of war. The first two are produced on brass artillery casings and large Pyrex bowls. The third is a high block tone. The fourth, a deep tone. And the fifth is made on a piece of spring steel. The diamond marimba has 36 blocks placed in diagonal rows so that one stroke of a mallet will play either triads or full chords. Right-hand strokes are major, while left-hand strokes are minor. A passage of music shows one of the diamond marimba's potentialities. I call this instrument the cloud chamber bowls. The centers of the carboys from which they came were used in so-called cloud chamber experiments. Harmonic canon, or harmonic law, goes back to the ancient monochord for its basic idea. The monochord had two fixed bridges and a movable bridge between, with which ancient theorists determined their scales. This part of the instrument has 44 strings, and the bridges are designed especially for each composition. They are knocked down, and other bridges are set up to produce a completely different pattern of sound. The twin half of the instrument also has 44 strings and still another bridge setting. Still another evolution of an ancient idea.
So this is where the first part of this documentary ends. The second part is also on YouTube. But I think we're just going to let... Maybe we'll put both of them in rotation in the lake. And the listeners can, you know, go to YouTube, search for the music of Harry Parch. Was that
it's
the name?
It's the Harry Parch Music Studio.
The Harry Parch Music Studio, yes.
And it's in part one and part two.
Yeah, check out this incredible figure of American music.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here, Greta?
Well, I think we're going to wrap it up for tonight. And... I can say thanks to everyone tuning in and thanks to the Lake Radio for inviting me on the show.
Well, thanks for having us here.
It's a pleasure. I mean, I'm happy I had somewhere that I could invite you to in the end because I didn't know where I'd be living when you asked me. So it's nice to have a roof over my head and also your heads for tonight.
Are you staying in Copenhagen?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, for good.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, all of these projects and new projects we're gonna see on the Copenhagen scene these next years.
Sure. Yeah. They'll be out and about.
You talked about wrapping it up with a piece called Gestalt Minimal or Gestalt Minimal.
Yeah.
And it's a part of a series of compositions, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a series that I kind of started in a way. Wait. Sorry, there's some action happening on the floor here with Jackson the dog. He's actually eating the scores now. So he's enjoying them. Maybe he's picking out an example, actually, because this is Gestalt Minimal that he's got his teeth around right here is some of the Gestalt Minimal pieces. So they look a bit like this. Lots of them are written just with these straight lines because they're kind of structures built around single pulsing notes, and it's a whole set of pieces that are just working with these kind of single pulsing notes.
But this one that he has been eating is for a full brass band.
Yeah.
Is that the one that you're going to play?
That's the one that I'm going to play. Wow. Yeah. And yeah, so I've written a few, like one for strings and one for choir and one for brass and woodwind, and then now I'm doing a couple more this year coming up, organ version and one for mixed ensemble, which is for Darmkapellet for their festival this year at Concertkirchen. So there's going to be a few more episodes in the Gestalt Minimal saga, lots of sagas that I'm doing.
Organ version for Organ Sound Art Festival.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is going to be very exciting.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should listen to it, but then also to round up this whole series of programs called Søens Folk. It's the 10th episode, and it's actually, for the time being, the last episode. I think maybe we should continue at some point, but maybe go on a break for a while. It's just a super nice way to do radio. Invite yourself to come to different people's apartments or rehearsal spaces or whatever. Do some live radio and go back home. It's a nice way to get out of our small studio.
Yeah.
And a nice way to get guest curators. And also we've got a little bit of funding from Danish Composers Society and DLBFA. So thank you very much for that. Just keeps the ship floating. And thanks to all the participants. I won't mention them by name because I can't remember them all, but you can listen to the whole catalog on our SoundCloud. There's a playlist called Søens Folk. bunch of interesting artists and composers and musicians. And yeah, and once again, thank you so much, Greta, for having us.
Thank you very much.
Can you shortly introduce a piece that we're going to listen to?
Yeah. Right. So now we're going to listen to the Gestalt Minimal Brass and Woodwind MIDI version.
Thank you. Thank you.